Okay, first case.
Case number 12931, Jason D. Giles seeks variances from the corner front and rear setback requirements for a proposed addition to an existing shed. Sections 115-34 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located northeast of Fisher Street and southeast of Anna B. Street within the Dodds Addition subdivision. The 911 address is 38274 Anna B. Street in Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is MR. The tax parcel is District 334, map 20.09, parcel 69. We received one letter of support, zero letters of opposition, and one mail return. And the applicant is seeking a 9.34-foot variance from the 15-foot corner front yard setback requirement for the existing shed and the addition to the shed, and a 2.96-foot variance from the 5-foot rear yard setback requirement for the existing shed and the addition to the shed. County staff did issue an administrative correction variances on the non-conforming existing dwelling and decks that have been there on record since 1948, and a second floor addition and second floor decks that were built in 2019. The existing shed is non-conforming, and that's all I have.
Okay, is the applicant present? Can you step forward? You're be sworn in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Jason Giles.
Can you?
Sorry.
Thank you.
Jason Giles, 38274 Anna B. Street, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, 19971.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You may present your case.
I think it's relatively simple, but we've had this house for 5 years. Small lot, 100 by 50. We redid an old cottage and kept kind of the cottage, the integrity of the cottage. So I felt like it was appropriate to go through the actions to go through this, even though we're not violating any setbacks. We're not going to go towards the street. Coming towards our house. Trash cans, wipes, stuff that accumulates.
Okay, is that it?
I did get one more letter of support that's not in the package. Got off to me just the other day. Directly behind me with a ship.
Okay.
Any of those exhibits that you wish to submit, you can give them to Ms. Norwood and she'll make sure they're entered into the record.
So do we have any questions from the board?
Yes, sir. Good evening. Was the original shed, we've said, established that it's non-conforming. It was there when you purchased the home?
Yes. And actually, I grew up in the neighborhood, and it's, and I'm 52, and the shed's been there about as long as I can recall. But it was definitely there when we bought as well.
Okay. And can you indicate water service, sewer service to the lot? Do you know how that's accomplished?
Ironically, they were doing water work at our neighbor's house this morning because he had a water for all of those lots. Is I know the access point for the water to our house. Not
I'm trying to determine location of water, and I'm assuming public sewer?
Yes.
Okay.
So this additional, it'll actually be attached to the shed that's pictured in the
correct.
Packet?
Correct. The shed's, I mean, it's been there a long time. It was getting kind of spotted in certain areas, and the doors need to be replaced. But, you know, if I could have this kind of addition to it, then I could side it with the same siding that's on our house. Obviously, my wife wants to decorate. Kind of just have it more kind of decorative so it looks nicer.
Okay. Other questions?
I do. So was there any thought given to putting the shed the same length on the other side of the shed?
I didn't really
consider it. There. I saw that back there. Is there electric or anything back there?
No, landscape lighting is there, but that's about it. And I didn't only because I felt like it was just going to further be, you know, on violating kind of a setback. So I felt like it was better coming towards my house rather than, you know, continuing in something that was already non-conforming. I don't know. I didn't give that thought, honestly. And there is some hardscaping there, and I don't know. I'm pretty friendly with my neighbor, so I didn't want to completely block him out, I guess.
Sure.
Looks to me like this would be away from the intersection of Anna B. Street and Fisher Street. Is that right? Towards it or parallel to it? It looks like parallel to it.
I'm sorry, parallel to it, towards Fisher Street. Fisher Street.
And it won't be any closer to Anna B. Street than your existing shed.
Yeah.
Is there, do you anticipate that any visibility issues along Anna B. Street, having that additional, that structure there?
No.
Looks like there might be a gap between the edge of paving of Anna B. Street and your property. Is that correct? The property line. If you look at that site plan there, I'm guessing that's the edge of paving?
Yeah, there's no real gap. There's a driveway, and then it's just grass.
Okay, but I guess my question there is, how far is that shed going to be from the actual road of Anna B. Street?
The same distance it is right now.
I understand. How far is that?
Oh.
Because it shows here it's only 5.66 feet from your property line. But looking at that survey, it looks like there would be a gap there.
You said 5.66?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it would be the same distance.
No, I don't think you're understanding my question.
Yeah.
So the site plan that we have here shows Anna B. Street, but it does not show Anna B. Street as bordering your property.
Right. I don't know if that's just the way that this map is drawn or, I mean, I don't.
Okay. My question is your current shed 5.66 feet from the road, or is there additional land between that?
There's additional land.
Okay. How far is that?
Probably at least another 6-7 feet maybe.
Okay. So the shed would be approximately 12 to 13 feet from Anna B. Street.
Probably at least that. I see what you're saying now. Yeah, that gap there. I guess that's area that technically we don't own.
Correct.
That's yeah.
I mean, at least it's shown on the site plan there.
Correct.
Typically, we will see that with some roads where maybe they aren't built to the width of the right of way.
Right.
But there's a gap there.
I got
this. Appears from your survey to have that. I didn't know if that was actually the case or not.
No, I don't know the exact dimensions of what that is, but it runs all the way out. So it's mainly just grass and driveway, and that the shed is definitely a lot more than 5.6 feet from Anna B. Street.
Have you had any complaints about the location of the existing shed?
No.
And did you look at other options? I noticed in your... the north east corner of the property. There appears to be some areas there. Did you look at perhaps putting just a second shed in that corner rather than, if you could or could not put that in compliance with the code, do you know?
Honestly, there's some trees that are back in there. And my neighbor, I've known a lot of these people in this area for a long time, and his father has planted a lot of the trees that are back there. So they have historical meaning for some of our neighbors, and sentimental meaning, I guess. So I didn't even venture to do that because I didn't think that was the right thing to do.
Does your house have, I see it's two stories. Does it have a garage?
No.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Mr. Hastings, I got two more. Do you think the addition of this, if you would to add this new part of the shed, it would create any site issues from any of the turning on from Fisher Street, turning onto Anna B?
No, not at all, because it doesn't come close to the street. So it mainly is the site is not any issues because it's in the same location. It's only adding, structure towards our house. So it's not going out towards Anna B in any way.
Do you have an HOA?
No.
So no need for approval.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay, you can take a seat real quick.
Excuse me?
You can
me?
Take a seat.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yep. Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is there anyone present who would like to speak in opposition of this case? Okay, I don't see either. Any further questions from the board? Further questions? At this time, we will close the public hearing for case number 12931. Is there a motion for case number 12931?
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve the requested variance for case number 12931 for the Giles family. I believe the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood and that the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Okay, so we have a motion by Dr. Carson, second by Mr. Williamson. Mr. Williamson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for my reasons.
Aye too. So with a vote of 3-0, case number 12931 has been approved.